Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, everybody, we are off and running on what they say is a terrible Tuesday in the DMV and beyond. If you're a Commanders fan, certainly understood. It's not a good day by any means. It's not even a moral victory Tuesday. You can't say that. They lost 28-7. That's not a moral victory. And even if you are a moral victory kind of guy, which I am at times, depending on circumstances, there's no way that you could consider a 28-7 beatdown, 21-0 in the second half. There's no way you could logically call that a moral victory. It's not. Did they play well at times? Absolutely. Was that game there for them at the half? Correct. Yes, no doubt about it. Did they completely fall apart in every way, shape, or form in the second half? Yes. Completely. Offense, defense, in every way. Even special teams contributed with the fumbled kickoff return by Jalen Lane. But, listen, if there is a moral victory component to this, it was going to the half 7-7, I think, as we all know. And really playing your ass off. I mean, you got to be proud of what you got in the first half last night. The problem is they just completely ran out of gas on defense, and it was pretty quick. Pretty quick in that third quarter. And then the offense continued to struggle. And the offense is where I'd like to begin today. And you can choose to kind of go after whoever you want to go after. I do not think there should be, as usual, any ridiculous, nonsensical callings for firings of coordinators when you don't know what you're really talking about. And we don't know, and I don't know. And why I say that is because if you don't know the play call and if you don't know everybody's assignment, then it's kind of hard to assign blame. We can guess. We can wonder, we can scratch our head and say, well, that doesn't make sense. But you get the point. And that means on offense, defense, head coach, everything in between, right? There's a lot of people to blame for a 3-5 start. There's bad circumstances, but there's a lot of people to point a finger at. Not one, not two, not three, a lot of people. Let's start here before we get to that offense, actually. The Commanders have now lost as many games this regular season in 8 games as they lost in all 17 last year. That's right. They were 12-5 in the regular season last year. Say it with me, boys and girls. They're now 3-5. 12-5, that's 17. Carry the, no, you don't even need to carry. The point being is that was 17 games, 5 losses last year. It's 8 games, 5 losses this year. So we start with that baseline. And a loss against the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday night would tie the amount of losses that they had the entire year, including the postseason, which was 20 games, 6 losses. And then if they were to lose that, a loss to the Lions would be more losses than they had in all 20 games last year in 10 games this year, half the time, just like this is now. And if they lose on Sunday night against the Seahawks, they're going to have one more loss than they had in the regular season and the same amount of losses, again, as they had all season last year. So obviously, this is not going well. I think we can be adults and admit that things have gone terribly wrong. Some of us saw a regression coming. I do not know how many saw this coming. Now, I'll admit, I was leery. I thought, this was a 9-8 football team, and I begrudgingly convinced myself, talked myself into picking them at 10-7. And I regret that because it's pretty clear that barring a major, major, major turnaround, and I mean a significant turnaround, even 10-7, which was not a guarantee for the playoffs by any means, is not going to happen. I mean, again, to be 10-7, they would have to go 7-2 down the stretch. Right? Is there any indication that this team is about to go 7-2? I mean, they might go 0-2 in the next 2 weeks and then have to go 7-0. Try and run the table. Get to 10-7 and take their chances that way, pretty much losing every head-to-head tiebreaker that you could possibly fathom. But this isn't about the whole season. Right now, this is about the now. This is about the what stinks here and what is rotting. What is rotten and what is rotting. And there's a lot. There's a lot. Now, the defense has gotten most of the blame because a lot of you just simply live by, study, analyze, and check your boxes off at DVOA and just raw statistics and all that stuff. And sometimes that can tell you a bunch. And there is no doubt that this defense has struggled against elite competition or very good competition, maybe not even elite. There's no doubt. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, a brain surgeon to figure that out. But can we stop officially making all the excuses in the world for the offense and start admitting that this offensive unit is far, far from the efficiency of last year's unit? And you can give me injury after injury after injury after injury. I got it. I understand. It sucks. Terry McLaurin's missed 4.5 games plus the entire fourth quarter last night. Deebo Samuel missed a game. Plus he was ineffective at least in the second half of the Chicago Monday Nighter. Jaden Daniels has now missed three games. Laremy Tunsil missed, I think it was like 13 or 14 plays in the first half, the entire second half. Sam Cosmi missed the first six games. I got it, man. I got it. I totally understand. Noah Brown, I totally get it. Injuries suck. They have hurt this team literally and figuratively on offense. There is no denying that. And that is probably the number one reason why the offense has been inefficient, especially over the last couple of weeks. Because if you think about it, this is not just one game. Last night they scored 7 points. They moved the ball all up and down the yard in the first half and even parts of the second half. They had nothing to show for it because, again, the one problem that keeps rearing its ugly head is they shoot themselves in the foot more than the opponent does. So last night they scored 7 points. Last week in Dallas, they scored 22 points and gave away 7 points to the Cowboys' defense. The week before that, they scored 24 points and turned the ball over 3 times. And coming into the game yesterday, as we mentioned, they had allowed, or they had racked up an average of, I think it was, 25.8 points a game or something like that. Which, you know, again, is not bad. It's above the league average. And now, right now, they're averaging 23.4 points per game, which is one-tenth of a point above the NFL league average. One-tenth of a point. And when you look at that and you say the amount of investment that has largely been made in the offense, that is, I don't know how you can walk away going, that's not disappointing. A lot of you, myself included, thought, this team, 26, 27 points a game. And for a while there, they were averaging just that. And again, injuries are probably the number one reason why they've tailed off, right? Even last night. But you know what also has hurt them? Besides injuries, turnovers. You know what's also hurt them? Besides injuries and turnovers? A natural run game the last couple of weeks. Anybody find Bill on the back of a milk carton yet from last night? Anyone? Anyone? Let them know I'm looking for him. Let Cliffy know that we're looking for him. So you have injuries. You have turnovers. You have a lack of a run game after being dominant on the ground the first 5 games. They haven't run the ball well as running backs since the Chargers game. Think about that. It's 3 games, including twice on Monday night. Remember when all the number nerds, when all the number knuckleheads, when all of the DVOAites just screamed and whined and complained and talked about how great their run game was and how they were going to shred the Chicago Bears because the Bears were the worst and the Commanders were the best and blah, 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 blah. And then they did diddly poo. Which is what we told you would happen. Nobody wanted to listen to us. Nobody cares. Nobody listens to reality. Nobody listens to common sense. And since then, they haven't gotten off the mat. Sure, there were some things for Marcus Mariota. Absolutely. This is not an all-running performance. this is a running back room performance. This is Bill. This is Chris Rodriguez. This is Jeremy McNichols. And Cliff Kingsbury slash Anthony Lynn slash whoever else you want to put into the mix. Offensive line, what have you. Not one person, it's a group. And they have not been able to run. So, during this three-game losing streak, it's injuries, turnovers, and a lack of a natural true running game. Three things that have combined for a black cloud over Command Land in Ashburn and anywhere else this team has gone, and that includes Landover, and that includes Dallas, and that includes Kansas City last night. Now, there's more. They're not good enough on third down. They're not as good as they can be in the red zone, although they're better than the average bear. They've allowed too many sacks. You saw bad miscommunication last night and Marcus Mariota just angrily pounding the ground. They haven't been great on third down, if I didn't mention that. They've taken way too many penalties, although last night was cleaner. There's just a lot of things wrong. They've moved the football and not scored points, which was the problem last night. Again, part of that is some of what we were just talking about. But it's really interesting to me, how the offense, by many of you that I hear and see, gets very little blame. And if the offense is criticized, it's, well, the injuries. You know, they haven't had Jaden for three games. And actually, it's more. It's like 3.5 games. Oh, they haven't had Terry for 4.5 games. I got it. Oh, they didn't have Debo and Terry and Noah. I got it. But here's my question. Why, if that is a legitimate reason, a legitimate, you want to call it excuse, why is that acceptable for the offense, but it's not acceptable for the defense? What do I mean by that? Well, I'll explain what I mean by that when we come back. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The Commanders were feisty. They were spirited. They were energetic. They were there in the first half. I think we all know that, those of us that watch the game. They completely fell apart in almost every way in the second half. Tale of two halves. Like totally two different games. It's not good enough. It's not a moral victory. It's not acceptable. It's not good. We can be adults. We can be big boys and girls and say they were pretty darn good in the first half outside of a few mistakes, but really good on defense. And then they sucked in every way in the second half. I think we can all be big boys and girls and admit that and admit the truth that this team just doesn't have enough talent, that this team has too many injuries to overcome, that this team has a really tough schedule to overcome, and they love, for whatever reason, to self-inflict pain on themselves. It's not a good year. 5 losses already through 8 games. That's as much as they had through 17 last year. 1 more this Sunday night against the Seahawks, and that's as many losses as they had in 20 games, including 3 road playoff games last year. That's where we're at. So light them up. I'm going to give you guys all the time that you want. Well, not all the time that you want, but you know what I'm saying. I'm not going to do the, you know, hang on for an hour thing. I'm not going to not take calls until 2 o'clock. We're going to get right to you on the other side. 301-230-0980. I've had my opening say. The Commanders were feisty, good, spirited in the first half, and were terrible in every way in the second half. Offense, defense, but this one, and more than just this one, goes on. If you have to have a scale of justice, This one goes on the offense again. And more of their struggles have gone on the offense this year than publicly people want to admit. And that's just the bottom line truth. 301-230-0980. Just get rocking and rolling here on a terrible Tuesday in the DMV. If you're a Commanders fan, want to hear from you, let it rip. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good protection. The pass is picked off by Lattimore. And boy, did he need that.
All right, Joe Buck on the call. ABC, ESPN last night. And indeed, Marshawn Lattimore needed that. So did the Commanders. After a good first drive, went upside down because of the turnover on the little bubble screen to Debo, and off his pads, face mask, whatever it was. Lattimore with the interception in the red zone. Commanders took over at the 7-yard line. He worked inside the slot against Rashee Rice, read it perfectly, man coverage, stayed on his hip, turned, just did everything right. Let me just say this. That's the first big play that Marshawn Lattimore has made with the Washington Commanders, and it comes a year after he was traded here because of all the injuries last year and because of the inefficiency this year. That's the first really big seismic play. I mean, has he had a couple of pass breakups? Of course, yes. Has he played terrible in every game? No. But something I mentioned once or twice last week, maybe once yesterday and once last week, I can't remember, was when talking about Marshawn Lattimore, he has not been good, obviously. He has struggled, obviously. I would have considered benching him. We talked about that very real scenario. However, I did say, hey man, he's always there. He's right there. He's competitive. He's close. He just doesn't make any plays. It seems like he's lost his ball skills or his ball recognition or ball awareness. It's not like he's getting torched. You know, 5 yards of separation. I mean, I'd have to look at some of what you guys do, which is just simply base everything off of analytics, and tell you, but my eye, and I watch the team every week just like you do, my eyes tell me Marshawn Lattimore is there. He just hadn't made any plays. He was close. He was competitive. He just had not made any plays until last night. And really the only thing that kind of ruins about last night is that he doesn't pounce on that fumble for a second takeaway and a third Commander's takeaway on the night. You know, he tried to pick it up. Should have pounced on it. I think we can all see that. But man alive, that was a big, 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 big play at the time. Because remember, you know, they converted a first down after a 3rd and 13 situation. Mahomes had a big scramble for like 11 or 12 yards. They went for it on 4th down. They got it. Xavier Worthy had a 27-yard gain, right, where Quan missed a tackle along the sideline. Amos got pinned in inside. Then they force a couple of incompletions. Jacob Martin with the pressure, and he had 2 sacks. Big night for him. He had a pressure and a knockdown. Again, we talked all week about knockdowns being more important than hurries. He had a pressure and a knockdown to force a 2nd incomplete, and then Lattimore comes up with the interception again inside the red zone after the Commanders had turned it over. And right there you're thinking, all right, well, maybe this is that night. Maybe this is that night that I mentioned in Philadelphia a couple of years ago when Philly was on Monday Night Football in Philly. Nobody gave the Commanders, then I think the Washington football team, a chance. I think Philly was undefeated or maybe had 1 loss. I can't even remember. And the Commanders forced 4 takeaways. And maybe this was going to be that night. It obviously wasn't. But to force 2 turnovers on the first 2 series of the game for the Kansas City Chiefs, however you got them, and obviously the 2nd one, the Wagner batted up interception, was more luck and good fortune, and I guess being in the right spot than great play, great instincts. But still, Lattimore was great play, great instincts. Great everything. Great recognition. Great mirroring of the route. Staying on the hip. All of that. So, we do need to give him his flowers. At least for last night. I think he was the highest graded PFF defensive player on the team. I wanted to end this first part of the show, and then we will get to the calls in just a couple of minutes. Hang on. 301-230-0980, because I see y'all. We're going to get to you right away. I wanted to end this by saying, listen, the defense sucked in the 2nd half. They were overwhelmed. They were out of gas. They were limping to the finish line. They couldn't get enough pressure. The zone coverage was too soft. There were too many. Got it. It's hard for me, man, at being as realistic as I can, it's hard for me to sit here and blame the defense for last night. Could they have done better? Of course. If they had allowed 21 points instead of 28, I think I could be sitting here and saying, hey, man, defense did their job. Ultimately, they didn't. They allowed 28 points. That's too much. Ultimately, they ran out of gas. But again, this one, not on the defense. Not on the defense if we're doing the scales of justice thing. This one's on the offense. And more should be put on the offense in the rearview mirror when we evaluate these 8 games than people are doing. Injuries included. Because it's not fair to say, well, they would be a juggernaut on offense if they were healthy. But then to say, well, the defense sucks and Joe Witt's clueless and a village idiot when he doesn't have several starters. When they don't have what they need. And they had less to begin with. And then they don't have what they need. Works both ways. Either we're going to blame the injuries and chalk up the injuries or we're not. Right? But we have to do it evenly or fairly, relatively evenly or fairly. All right. Let's do this. Trending alert time and then all of your calls. I promise. We're coming at you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. Stay with us. All right, a day off for the players today. Coaches, of course, hard at work. We will hear from Dan Quinn at about 3:15 right here on the Team 980 as he meets with reporters via Zoom. Short week ahead. Seattle Seahawks in Landover on Sunday Night Football for the Commanders. Meanwhile, Tyler Shuck going to start against the LA Rams and for the foreseeable future for the New Orleans Saints. He took over when the offense was struggling against the Bucs last year. NHL, no Rasmus Sandin. He's on IR. No Dylan Strome expected tonight for the Washington Capitals against the Dallas Stars. Puck drop at 8:30. Tonight in Dallas, you can listen to it, 106.7 The Fan, pregame coverage with John and the crew beginning at 8:15. You can watch it only on ESPN. We had Bob Wischusen, who will be on the call yesterday on the show. You can hear that great conversation about the Caps, the Jets, and much more on Bob on the Odyssey app, in the podcast section, Spotify and or Apple Podcasts. And that is what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Positive results up to this point. Mahomes has all day. Kelce leaks out. He's got a ton of room in front of him. Seymour still brings him down to save the touchdown. Mahomes out to his right. Back across for the touchdown to Hunt.
All right, that was Kareem Hunt's touchdown there. 2-yard touchdown pass from Mahomes to cap off an 8-play, 80-yard drive. You heard Kelce right before that. Oh, it was just too much of that in the second half, obviously. That was the Kareem Hunt touchdown that came on the fourth down, in which Kareem Hunt's, you know, a line left to Patrick Mahomes stays in the backfield. Stays in the backfield for extra pass protection. And then just loop-de-loop-de-loops and drifts out, and everybody kind of forgets about him, and Bobby Wagner gets caught in the wash, and Kareem Hunt's open. And this is the problem. When you don't get home, you don't really have a chance against elite quarterbacks. Too often than not, they're going to kill them. And they did get home several times last night, and you saw the effectiveness. But when you don't get home, that is a major, major, major problem. And listen, you know, you could say, well, how does, because I got this, how in the world does Joe Witt not know that Bobby Wagner can't be on the field in pass coverage? Well, listen, guys, I hate to be a jerk, but if Bobby Wagner's going to be on the field for some of the good things that he does, tackling, leadership, run defense, occasional blitzes, then you're going to have to live with some of the bad stuff that he does. It's one or the other. Either you get none of it or you get all of it. They know. They know. What, are you kidding me? You don't think they know that Bobby Wagner stinks in pass coverage? You don't think they know that? They don't have anything. It's not like, I mean, if you say, well, wait a second, play Jordan McGee 60 snaps a game. You think Jordan McGee's ready for 60 snaps a game and to call all the defense and to play it at a good enough level? I don't think that. They're bringing him along slowly. You think Cade Medrano or Ahe Kalo is ready? No. They don't have anybody. I mean, if you, and for you to say, many of you, to say, well, how do they know that Kareem Hunt, how do they not know Kareem Hunt's going to leak out? I didn't know. You didn't know. Watch that play again from behind the end zone, or I should say beyond the line of scrimmage. I mean, he hangs in there as a pass protector for like 3 seconds, 4 seconds. I mean, you can't cover everybody when they delay, especially, and they leak somebody out. It's like what happened on the big Kelce play in the right flat. You cover everybody. You're man-to-man. You got everybody covered. And there Kelce is because he got so many freaking guys. And he's wide open in the right flat for 37 yards or whatever it was. 38 yards. And that was on that drive. That was on that drive. So two times on that drive, the Commanders did a pretty good job in coverage. And still got torched, one on fourth down on the touchdown and one on the 38-yarder to Kelce in the right flat, because you just cannot stop everybody. You cannot stop everybody. It's not like they're having Bobby Wagner line up against Rashee Rice, guys. It's not like Bobby Wagner's in man coverage against Xavier Worthy. There's too many weapons, not enough sustained and consistent pressure. Too many injuries, too much age, too much lack of speed. And even when they amped up the speed with Tyler Owens on the field a bunch last night, again, Jordan McGee more, Medrado playing a little bit, even when they did that, it still wasn't enough. They don't have enough against top-shelf teams. They don't have enough, period. All right, let's get out to the phones talk to you on the Team 980. Let's start with the sports pastor. We're, again, having problems with our board. Line 4, Wes. Let's go to the sports pastor. What's up, pastor?
What's going on, my man?
How are you?
What's going on? Just doing well. I could not agree with you more. I think lost in the sauce, we got to pull Adam Peters into this. And the reason why is because this whole offseason, we looked at that wide receiver room when we got Jaden Daniels on his rookie deal. And while teams like the Rams are going out and getting Devontae Adams, you know, which was not a big, big deal in regards to what all the other guys were getting, like, you know, T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. We ran it back with Noah Brown, who has been injury prone. And we brought in Deebo Samuels, who's been a great pickup. No throwing shade on him, but he's more of a utility knife. He's playing in a contract year. And when these guys were out, all three of them were out last week in Dallas. They were out. Terry McLaurin, he's still trying to find his way back. And that receiver room is depleted. We've missed so badly on the draft at the skill positions that now it's starting to show. It's starting to show. And that affects not only the offense from the running game perspective, but in turn, it affects the defense. Last year, Terry was playing. They were healthy. And the offense moved the ball. But this year, that wide receiver room is depleted. Put it up against the other teams in our division. And it goes actually back past Adam Peters to the dreadful Ron Rivera draft. I'm looking at it in 2023 when we picked Emmanuel Forbes and passed on Jackson Smith and Jigba, Zay Flowers, the other guy. What's the other guy's name? It escapes me. But our wide receiver room is depleted. It is depleted.
There's no doubt that it has a trickle-down effect. But I would say right now, at least as long as Terry can play this Sunday, and that's an if, not an absolute, I would say that at least, okay, now you have a fighting chance. I agree totally, obviously, that injuries have affected the offense. But to your point and to what my original point was, is yes, absolutely that is a problem. Now, there are other problems, just like there are other problems on the defense. But my point is if we're going to use offensive or injuries for an offensive excuse, then we have to also look at that for the defense. And your point is, if the offense is not humming, which it hasn't been the last three games, for a variety of reasons, that has a major trickle-down effect on the defense. Major trickle-down effect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what's the best, sometimes what's your best defense is keeping the offense off the field.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And this is the third game. Pastor, this was the third game. The defense was on the field for 34-plus minutes this year. 30 game.
Absolutely.
Cannot win like that.
And not to get lost in the sauce. I know you got to go. But the last three games, well, two out of the three games, not in Dallas. But you go back to that Jaden game against Chicago, inside the 10-yard line, interception. Last night, inside the 20, bounces off Debo's face mask, interception. That's offense. That's offense. So the defense now has to, that not only shifts the momentum, but now you put the defense back out there. When we were at least with 3 points in our back pocket, that's gone now. That can toll on you, especially with a struggling defense. That can play on you mentally. So the offense, yes, that you got to take some blame with that and give the defense kudos. Last night they at least showed a pulse. In the first half. You got to give them that.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate the phone call. Good call. Good passion. Appreciate you. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Slim next up. What up, Slim? How are you?
Mr. Russell.
Slim.
How are we doing?
How are you, baby?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you,
baby.
All right, so how are you?
Let's do this. My loyalty is not delusional, okay? Kill all the moral victory excuses. The excuses are getting outrageous. Let's do this, man. Let's be real. You know what I'm tired of hearing from fans and even y'all journalists? We don't have nobody. Bro, we get the same amount of players as every team in the league. It's mighty funny that our team is the only team out of everybody that does not play our young people. So kill the we have nobody, okay? Second of all, to have two young dudes out there with a senior citizen, you're bound to fail. Okay, what is the fascination with Bobby Wagner? I'm listening to you talk, right? And sometimes I think y'all think us as fans are like extremely stupid. You will not mention the word bad coaching. For some reason, that comes out of none of your mouth. Mm. If you're telling me that you know Bobby Wagner is trash and he's playing once again every single snap. So you want us fans to think that we're just delusional, we're just looking at, you know, I don't know how y'all are trying to fix this, but it's not making any sense. So guess what the moral of the story is? I told you the last time I talked to you, these three coaches are terrible. And watch me put Adam on the hot seat. Now, I'm not saying you're going to fire him right now, but what I need to see Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, and Mr. Prevent Defense Joe, I need to see adjustments during the game, okay? I don't need to see Bobby Wagner. I already know what he could do. He's on a one-year contract. If this is a rebuild, guess who need to be on the hot seat too? Some coaches. Cliff Kingsbury is terrible, okay? Third and one twice, he decided to throw the ball. I can't blame no player for that. I can't keep blaming players for being put in positions that they're not even capable of doing. The reason why Lattimore looked good on the first play, because he was actually doing what he's supposed to do. He's a bump and run receiver. He's aggressive. Why you got him all of a sudden in the third quarter, you got him playing 5 yards off wide receivers? To me, that is adjustments. That means coaching. So I'm sick and tired of the excuses, man, and I'm starting not to listen to some of these stations because I think y'all think we crazy, you know. I need y'all to start talking about bad coaching.
Hey, Slim.
Stop saying you want to bench players all the time.
Slim, last year Dan Quinn was the smartest, sharpest guy in the shed, right? Sharpest tool in the shed. Cliff Kingsbury
was
a future head coach, right? I mean, I'm just saying, did they forget how to coach overnight? Did they forget how to coach overnight?
Listen, I told you this last time, but nobody wants to have this realization. J5 covered all of that stuff up.
He didn't cover it all up by himself. Stop that, Slim. Stop. He didn't cover it up all by himself. Stop thinking that. It takes more than one person. As great as Jaden Daniels was, it takes more than one person. Period. All right. We'll get more into that as we go along. 150, team 980, 10 in front of 2. Just get rocking and rolling here on a terrible Tuesday. Commanders in the loss column 28-7. They're 3-5 overall. Seattle next on Sunday Night Football on the team 980.
Up, but Kansas City continuing to hit their stride.
No doubt. As Rice makes the catch for the touchdown.
Yeah, Rashee Rice with the touchdown there. That was for 18 yards. That was the icing on the cake. That was Dunskey. That was to the left. Bobby Wagner got caught up a little bit in trail, and there was no help over the top. And I think they were in zone, if I remember correctly. And again, just too much space. 13-play, 94-yard drive. They had a bunch of penalties on that drive, and yet they still ultimately, I think the total yardage total was like 110 or something like that. It was ridiculous. And, you know, by that point, you just knew the game was over. The Commanders were out of gas, but again, they got absolutely no help, none at all, from their offense in the second half. None.
So this is what I got to say about that exactly.
Yeah.
The last four possessions for the Chiefs went 12 plays, 9 plays, 14 plays, 10 plays, mm-hmm. not including the last drive. That was victory formation. The Commanders had 2 drives the entire game worth 9 plays
yeah.
or more.
Yeah. 1 for 10 plays, 66 yards, which was a touchdown, and the first drive for 9 plays that should have been at least points that ended in an interception for the Commanders. To your point, Wes, you know, 8 just in the second half, 8, 8, 13, 8, and then the 1 for the kneel down. Now the 13 play drive that I just mentioned, 119 yards, because they actually had 25 yards worth of penalties, so it was a net yardage total of 94 yards. All right, I tell you what. You know what? To be fair, I don't have enough time to get to anyone and squeeze, and you guys take too long, and I take too long, and whatever. But the show is just. Not just about calls. So we will get back to you right away in just a couple of moments. Hang tight. We'll start with the AA, Athens and Annapolis, and then we'll go right down the line, 301-230-0980. Lots more to cover, lots more to uncover here on a terrible Tuesday in the nation's capital and beyond on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career
and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.